Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, colleagues. Allow me first to join previous speakers in congratulating you on your election as chair of the MX2, and also thanking you, as well as the Implementation Support Unit, for your efforts in preparing this year's MX2, including through informal consultations and the concept notes that you have prepared. Let me assure you of the full support and cooperation of the Swiss delegation. Switzerland attaches great importance to the topics under discussion in MX2, since developments in science and technology in the life sciences play a pivotal role for the effectiveness and continued relevance of the BTWC. Switzerland submitted Working Paper 10 with the title Managing Biosafety and Biosecurity Risks, the Importance of Codes of Conduct, and a BTWC Science and Technology Advisory Process. In the current intersessional period, a number of states' parties, including Switzerland, have taken a systematic approach to MX2. In 2018, we contributed to the rich discussions on benefits and concerns that may arise with certain scientific and technological advances. In 2019, Switzerland particularly engaged in the discussions on approaches to assessing risks and benefits. Now, this year's Working Paper 10 discusses the subsequent dimension of biosafety and biosecurity risks management and explores two important aspects thereof. One, the usefulness of codes of conduct in support of robust biosafety and biosecurity systems, and the value of a thorough science and technology advisory process within the BTWC that assesses benefits and risks and identifies potential options for risk mitigation and timely action. Switzerland believes that our MX2 intersessional discussions in recent years have clearly demonstrated how both codes of conduct and science and technology advice are two concrete pillars of a robust risk management system to adequately cope with advances in science and technology of relevance to the Convention, with a view to minimizing the risks of misuse while not hindering beneficial applications. With regard to codes of conduct, I will elaborate at a later stage, since agenda item 6 addresses this particular issue. With regard to a science and technology advisory process, Switzerland welcomes the impressive number of working papers submitted to this year's MX2 that explicitly or even implicitly deal with this particular topic, including Working Paper 3 by the UK, Working Paper 4 by the Russian Federation, Working Paper 5 by Germany and UNIDIR, Working Paper 7 by the US, Working Paper 11 by the Islamic Republic of Iran, and Working Paper 12 by Cuba. Switzerland attaches great importance to this topic that has been considered by states' parties for years. This is also reflected in a total of 6 Swiss working papers that we have submitted over the last couple of years. Similar to the views expressed in Working Paper 3 by the United Kingdom, Switzerland's Working Paper 10 stresses the important role of a science and technology advisory process that would significantly increase the assessment capabilities within the BTWC and thus support efforts in managing risks associated with the potential misuse of the life sciences, and equally enable the exploration of beneficial applications, including those of special relevance to disease surveillance, diagnosis, and mitigation. This is particularly important because scientific and technological developments underpin all operational articles of the Convention. Switzerland believes that it is now time to work towards an agreement at the upcoming 9th Review Conference and to have states' parties agree on a science and technology advisory process that we believe has to be dedicated, specialized, that means technical and independent, structured and systematic. Discussions over the last couple of years indicated commonalities of views on many aspects of such a process, or at least a considerable degree of political flexibility. One of the most contested aspects concerns the composition of and participation in such an advisory process. An issue that is also visible when comparing the MX2 working papers submitted on this year's topic. We agree with the growing number of voices that the seemingly irreconcilable calls for inclusiveness and manageability are not necessarily mutually exclusive, and underline the potential value of exploring hybrid approaches that have emerged in recent discussions, such as the recent publication by UNIDIR, mentioned in Working Paper 5 and just presented, or the workshop report by the Federation of American Scientists, annexed in Working Paper 7, and that we just heard. Switzerland is convinced of the need to surmount any binary perspectives and explore alternative models that present options for striking the right balance between inclusiveness and manageability of a science and technology advisory process through functional structures and the goal-oriented allotment of experts to specific tasks. In our view, the growing number of hybrid examples demonstrates the importance of adequate organizational structuring, irrespective of the approach taken, since total numbers of involved experts in a manageable advisory process with limited membership will likely be in a comparable range as for an inclusive advisory process, open to all states parties. This is due to the breadth of topics to be covered by an advisory process that will need to be managed in several subgroups or temporary working groups. So constructive consideration of the various approaches is now needed in order to find the right balance between inclusiveness and manageability. With this, I thank you, Mr. Chairman.